Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. God loves you more than you can imagine. He provides forgiveness. Just look at the example of the father's response to the prodigal son's return. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the parable in your word from the lips of your Son Jesus, as he describes the prodigal son. While we look into scripture today, help us to put ourselves into the heart and mind of the son who knows his sin and repented. He's hoping that his father will give some measure of grace. And as we look at the sin in our own lives, remind us of your faithfulness. You have promised that as we ask forgiveness, you are faithful to forgive us. It is as if your love has you watching and just waiting for us to come toward you with a contrite heart. And as we do, you quickly respond as if to run and gather us into your arms with compassion and absolute forgiveness. Your love, O God, is very real and is not dependent upon our condition. You love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes on you should not perish. Lord, as we invest these precious moments in your presence today, help us to turn away from sin and turn toward you to experience your forgiveness and bask in your love. Amen.
Out of the depths of my shame, I cry to you, Lord.
Have mercy on me, not because I deserve it, but only because you are love and compassion.
I have sinned against you, Lord. I know I have, and it hangs on my mind.
If you kept track of our sins, Lord, who of us could stand? But with you there is forgiveness.
Lord, I pray, wash away all my sin.
Cleanse me, and I will be completely clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
Create in me a pure heart, O God. Do not push me out of your presence, or take your spirit from my heart.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
When blown by the winds of my weakness, on the sea of my self-centered ways, the darkness of guilt and despair settles in, and I long for the light of your face. Father, forgive. Open, I come. Depending on your presence and thirsting for your trusting I come, invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. The shame in my soul weighs so heavy that I wrestle to win my release. But Calvary whispers compassion and love and forgiveness and freedom and peace. Father, thirsting for your love, I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. I long to live in your unbroken presence, to breathe the constant fellowship of thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. I rest in you alone.
This is your call to worship. You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. When you're led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station.
Healing, come for wisdom, come the Father.
You are listening to Call to Worship as we meditate upon God's love and His forgiveness.
think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
Jesus spoke an important message to us, found in Luke 15. We see a very real description of God's response to us when we repent. Listen to the parable of the prodigal son, when God ran. Look at Luke 15. And he said, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.' And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I'll say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate." Try to imagine the heart of the father seeing his son coming. It's implied by the fact that he saw him coming from afar, that he was likely watching, anticipating his return, that his son would repent of his sins and come back home. And we get a very good glimpse into the heart and mind of the son as he thought to himself, "There's no way Dad will forgive me, and maybe, just maybe, he would allow me to come back as a servant to the family." We need to respond to this parable with two very important actions. First, recognize the sin in your life and deal with it. Repent. If you're not a believer, then that is where your relationship with God needs to start. And if you're a Christian, then confess your sins, knowing that Christ has paid the price, taken on himself the penalty. Praise him for the fact, that fact, and move on. Whether you're a believer or not yet accepted his gift of salvation, the fact is that nothing can separate you from God's love. Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And folks, God is faithful and just to forgive us. 1 John 1. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Romans 5. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we've been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. The second response we should take to this parable is that you and I must forgive one another. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. And again, Colossians chapter 3, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. It is never too late to repent and turn back to God. As our loving Father, He will run to you when He sees you coming.
An angel stood with flaming sword at Eden's darkened gate. The frightened family faced the world now filled with Satan's hate. These fallen children God so loved were lost in fear alone. Now love would spare no cost to bring them home. Love found a way. Love found. A man who died and rose with life for all who will believe. For every child of Adam's race who longs to leave despair, the road that leads us home to love is there.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, both spoken and in song, as the parable of the prodigal son reminds us of God's forgiveness. I hope that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. In the Bible, the book of Romans includes what is commonly referred to as the Romans Road to Salvation. In chapter 3, we're reminded that all of us are sinners by nature and by choice. In chapter 6, we can receive eternal life as a free gift. In Romans 5, we see that God demonstrated His love for us while we were His enemies. Later, the author of Romans makes it clear that we must trust and surrender to Jesus as Lord. And when we do, we have assurance of salvation through Jesus. I invite you to call upon Him today. When you make a decision, please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. There you will find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Luke 15, so he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and is now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began.
To my knees when God ran. tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, I felt his love for me again. He led to me, he touched me in his arms, held my head to his chest. He said, my son's come home again. Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, he said, son.